All right, so today we're gonna dive into something pretty fascinating. We're looking at the Frasamdej Watrakton Runrikpai 2554 amulet from Thailand, based
Okay.
on what we've got here. A lot of interesting stuff. What makes this thing so special? Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, these Frasamdej amulets are they're huge in Thailand. Really powerful symbols of faith, protection, blessings. People believe in that stuff.
Yeah, and you see them a lot around temples, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like people donate to the temples and they often get these amulets in return. Sometimes they're even like built right into the structure of the temple, like they're
Yeah.
that important.
And then there's this whole thing, this King of Amulets thing, right?
Yeah.
The Frasamdej connected to Samdaj Phra Phuthachan to Phramarangzi of Wat Rakhang Kozhitaram. It's a mouthful, but
It is.
he's a pretty legendary figure. So what's the deal with this specific amulet?
Well, for starters, Frasamdej amulets in general, they're like the top tier, super collectible. People believe they have a lot of spiritual power. And it all kind of goes back to this guy, Samdaj Phra Phuthatan. We're talking 19th century. Lived a long life too, like 1788 to 1872. Super respected monk. Some people even said he had like supernatural abilities.
I mean, he was tight with the royal family or
Oh
what?
yeah, like King Rama II, even Prince Mongkut, who later became King Rama IV. They were all about him.
So having the royal family back you up, that's got to boost your cred.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That royal connection really cemented the whole thing. People believed these amulets could grant blessings, protection, keep you prosperous. And it all stemmed from the stories about Samdisto's life, like how virtuous he was, his meditation skills, his preaching. He really understood Buddhist teachings.
Yeah, and it's interesting how they used to make these amulets. Back then, they used all sorts of stuff, right?
Right, like shell powder, lime powder, all these special powders. It's cool how it ties the old amulets to what they make today.
So, this name, Jekten Runrikpai 2554.
Okay.
We get Frasamdej, we get Wat Rakhang, but what about Jekten?
So Jektan basically means giving alms or
Yeah.
distribution,
Yeah.
charity.
Okay.
So it's kind of hinting that this particular amulet, it was created with a charitable purpose,
Yeah.
maybe to help the temple or for a specific project.
Right. Makes sense. Giving is like a core Buddhist thing
Exactly.
and Runrikpai.
That means first batch, first edition. So this design we're talking about, it first came out in the year 2554, Buddhist calendar, of course. That's 2011 for us.
2011. Okay. Makes sense why collectors are so into it then, a first edition.
Yeah, that ups the value for
Yeah.
sure.
Can we talk a bit about Wat Rakhang Kozhitaram, the temple itself? What's the significance
Now,
there?
it's a big deal. It was originally called Mat Bongwa Yai, but they renamed it after they found this, like this super melodious bell there. But the real reason it's important is because this is where Samdej Phra Phuthachan served as the abbot, 1852 to 1872, considered like a golden age for the temple. That's when his amulets really became a thing. So Wat Rakhang is like the heart and soul of this whole Fra Samdej tradition.
Yeah. And this specific one, the Jektan Runrikpa thing, right?
Yeah.
It was consecrated under for Dhammadhira Jamahamuni Chakuntiang. Tell me about that whole process.
So this guy, he was the abbot of Wat Rakhang at the time.
Right.
And he was the one who started this whole Jektan Runrikpa amulet thing, like the main organizer.
Okay.
And get this, to imbue these amulets with power, with barami, you could think of that as this, like spiritual merit or energy.
Okay.
He went into his private quarters and meditated for 9 days and nights straight.
9 days. Wow. Talk about dedication.
Right. That's some serious commitment. And the consecration ceremony itself, the Phithisek, was a big deal. They held it right in the sanctuary at Wat Rakhang, where they have the image of Samdisto. It was all very intentional, calling on his spiritual presence. And they even brought in images of other revered monks, like Mon Chalfra Futhabot Palanthan and Somdet Phra Gosachan, to re really tap into that lineage of spiritual power.
So it wasn't just Chao Khun Thiang then. It sounds like a whole bunch of other monks were involved too, from Wat Rakhang.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like a whole group of respected monks, Phra Kru Sirithama Phifit, Phra Kru Wamthamathada, then Chao Khun Phra Bonrangzi, Phra Kru Palit Chirawat, they all joined in.
Okay.
The idea was that their prayers and blessings all together, they can channel that super powerful Futakun from Samdej 2
Yeah.
right into those amulets.
I see. Now, what about the materials? Fra Feng Somde 2. That suggests it's made from powder, right?
You got it. It means it's a powder-based amulet, just like the classic highly valued Wat Rakhang for Samdej amulets. And they use this Fengwan Sango. It's like old sacred powder.
Yeah.
Passed down from even older amulets, believed to hold on to the power.
Wow. So they're using powder from previous amulets in these ones. That's pretty cool. And what about those five sacred powders? What makes those so special?
So each of those powders, they're believed to bring something different to the table. Like, they're not just random powders. Traditionally, you make them by writing and erasing sacred characters. And each one's connected to a specific quality, like attraction, protection, reflecting the Buddha's virtues, stuff like that.
Right.
And then they add in this namon, holy water from Sandesh Dozhuao, which is like super sacred.
So each powder is basically giving a different dimension of power to the amulet.
Yeah, exactly. Like each one adds something unique.
What about the design? I know on the back there's an image and some writing.
Right. So the reverse usually has an image of Sandesh Ra Futachan from Rengsi. Right. Along with the word Jaikten. So it's like a constant reminder of who this amulet's connected to and that charitable intention behind it. Plus, they also put little stamps or symbols on them to mark them as authentic. Like sometimes it's a rubber stamp of Sandesh Ra's signature or this bell symbol called a Tra Krakang, which ties back to the Rakang in the temple's name, which means bell.
I see. So the bell is a pretty important symbol. And there's that special edition one too, right? With the mask.
Oh, yeah. That's a limited edition. They only made about 3,200 of those.
Wow.
They put an actual facial mask of Sumdej 2 in the amulet. Talk about rare. Makes those super valuable to collectors.
Yeah, I bet. And I've heard that interest in these amulets is actually growing again.
It seems that way. There are reports of more and more collectors, both in Thailand and internationally.
Makes sense.
Getting really interested in these amulets. They're just so beautifully designed. The materials are top quality. And the whole consecration ceremony, it's done with such care and precision. It's no wonder people are so drawn to them.
Right. So this Fra Somdej Wat Rakam Jekton, Run Reikpai 2554, it's not just an amulet.
No.
It represents a whole lot more. It's tied to a revered monk, this historic temple and this whole tradition of faith, not to mention the level of detail that goes into making them. It's pretty amazing.
It is. It's really a testament to the legacy of Somdej Fra Futachan and how strong those beliefs are.
Yeah. It makes you wonder about the power of objects, how something so simple can hold so much meaning for so many people. You know, maybe that's something we're thinking about. Are there other figures like this in different cultures? And what are the objects that are important to them? Pretty interesting stuff.
Definitely.
Anyway, thanks for joining me for this deep dive. Until next time.